Special health report for you tonight. Up next, it's called The Fat Flush for Life. And Louise Gittleman back on Coast to Coast AM. So get ready for that episode. Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman is a visionary, health guru, weight loss detox expert, author, natural foods icon as well. Very highly respected as a health practitioner and pioneer, continually forging ahead into new frontiers. Her latest work, the highly acclaimed Zapped, is a step-by-step manual for you to fortify the body, detoxify the home, protecting yourself and your family from the invisible hazards, too, of electropollution. Here she is back on Coast to Coast. Hey, Ann, how are you?
Happy New Year to you, George.
You too. Looking forward to a good 11?
I'm fat flushing my way all through 2011.
And getting zapped along the way, right?
Yes, indeed.
What do you see as the most pressing health problem that all of us face right now?
I think one of the most pressing health problems that we face is that we really have to overturn the paradigm that weight loss is not just about diet and exercise anymore. I think we have to take into consideration what is going on in the environment, and one of the most overlooked and neglected underlying causes of our overweight dilemma may be chemicals, not calories.
Explain.
Well, we're living in a sea of chemicals, and I think they're not only making us sick, but they're also making us fat. And you've heard that old adage when they say your metabolism slows down as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that might be true, George, but I don't think it's because of old age. I think it's because of toxic overload. In fact, that kind of connection between the toxins in the environment and your waistline is so compelling that there's now a new name for chemicals that promote obesity. They're now called obesogens.
Jeez.
So I think that's a really fitting title. So you can be doing everything right, but you can be getting zapped from all those chemicals in the environment that you simply are not aware of. Even if you turn on your faucet, you're exposed to one of our major obesogens, and it's gotten a lot of bad press lately. That's the perchlorate, which comes mostly from the manufacture of rocket fuel. So these chemicals interfere with the production of the thyroid hormone. They block the uptake of iodine. And then we've got a whole bunch of new chemicals that really seem to mimic the effects of estrogen, and they're known as false estrogens or xenoestrogens that I believe are also making us fat. So taking into effect the environment as well as our emotions, I think, is critical for 2011.
Are we getting bombarded with all these things, Ann Louise?
My gosh, George, we are. And, you know, the use of these synthetic or xenoestrogens has really skyrocketed since World War II. We see them in the form of weight-inducing animal feeds, and then plastics. Plastics are all over the place. The most ubiquitous that I'm familiar with now is the bisphenol A, which is an ingredient in polycarbonate plastics that are used in those refillable water containers and baby bottles. So all of this starts to contribute to estrogen overload, and one of the symptoms of that is a tendency to gain weight. And I think that fat gain, especially around the abdomen, the hips, the thighs, are becoming very common because excess estrogen has a propensity for salt retention, which in turn creates a lot of bloating and waterlogged tissues that so many of us are suffering from.
Now, when you talk about fat flush for life, what are you saying?
I'm talking about flushing out all those toxins. I'm talking about shoring up the most important detoxifying organs like your liver, as well as your lymphatic system. Your liver is your body's filter. The lymph channels are your body's drainage system. And in that way, you can start flushing the fat, increasing metabolism, and even getting rid of cellulite if you're a female that has any areas that are drooping or sagging or bagging. It's a remarkable program. It's been around for about 20 years.
Do you generally see results pretty quickly?
I'm going to tell you this, George, with this program. First came out in 1988 in my first book called Beyond Pritikin, and we saw results within 2 weeks. And so the program became known as the 2-week fat flush. And I think what's important for people in this day and time is that they see quick results, because then that motivates them to really jumpstart a healthy eating program for life. It's not about fad dieting. It's about seeing results so that you're motivated to continue and you want to be healthy for the rest of your life. Now, this particular program is very unique because it targets the liver unlike any other detox program that I know of. And the liver is important because, first and foremost, it's a fat-burning organ. We know it's your body's filter in terms of breaking down all the toxins and hormones and chemicals and drugs and heavy metals that are out there. But it's also important in terms of breaking down fats. And if it's lacking certain nutrients, then it can't do its job properly. So I target the liver, I give you liver-loving foods, and a very unusual signature beverage known as my Cran Water that really starts to emulsify fat in the lymphatic system and gets the kinds of results very quickly by acting as a natural diuretic and also opening up the liver's detox pathways, so you're cleansing your system back to health.
What is vitriol fat, Anne-Louise?
Well, we've got different kinds of fat that are out there. And to be very honest with you, we now believe that fat is an endocrine organ, and it is very toxic if it's not dealt with properly. So what we try to do in the Fat Flush plan is give you all the elements that you need to burn off fat properly, either through supplements or through our Cran Water, and replace some of that bad fat with the good fats that you get from the omega-3 oils, which is why flaxseed oil and fish oil, as well as CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, are very important for the program. All of these, I note in the book, the Fat Flush Plan and Fat Flush for Life, are really called skinny fats. So it jumpstarts your body's ability to burn fat and also triggers the burning of a brown fat that many people have, which becomes dormant as we grow older and seem to grow fatter. So the idea is that you eat fat to lose fat. You supplant your liver with lots of very nourishing foods, including that Cran Water, as well as warm water and a little bit of lemon juice in the morning. And you also need to understand that there's certain foods that can be very toxic and can even create 10 pounds of water weight bloat. So I reduce all of those in the diet. And those are those food sensitivities, George, that we're hearing about, primarily from wheat, from dairy, from yeast, from sugar and corn.
Ah, okay. So that you retain a lot of water with that.
Well, you do, and those are almost like hidden food poisons every day that cause weight gain. We find that a lot of these foods can cause partially digested food that easily passes through your intestinal lining. It gets into your bloodstream. It ends up in your tissues, and then it causes inflammation. So your body responds to this as a kind of toxin by retaining water to try to dilute the effect of such a toxic response. And when you eat foods to which you may have a sensitivity, that can also lead to food addiction and binging. So cutting out the most prevalent food sensitivities, and again, that would be your wheat, your dairy, your yeast, your sugar, and I would even rate soy and corn up there, maybe the way in which you can decrease appetite and increase metabolism.
Okay, we just got off Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Okay, people generally will eat around that portion of the holidays. Is that okay? I mean, can you cheat once in a while?
Absolutely, as long as you get right back on Fat Flush. And you can definitely cheat once in a while because that's life. You can't be feeling deprived. It's very important that whatever eating program that you embrace, you never feel deprived. Because one of the reasons for overeating, of course, is fulfilling those emotions of being deprived, not being rewarded properly. And so I even created a program that is an ultra-fat flush called the Smoothie Shakedown that allows people within even a shorter time than the 2 weeks to see tremendous results. And that information is on smoothieshakedown.com. Yeah, I mean, you know, life is life. And I think eating, George, is one of the last remaining pleasures. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. but I don't, you know, I've been on this health kick, a drastic one, for about a year now, where, you know, I've dropped like 23 pounds. Not that I was really heavy, but, you know, you get up there in age and you just want to look better. And so I did. And my glucose level plummeted. And now the trick is to stay on it. I think I might have gotten even a little thinner than I wanted to. So I put about 3 more pounds back on and I feel better and I look better. And I use the mirror a lot, Anne. to, you know, to look at yourself to see if you've lost not just a scale, but, you know, I like to look at the mirror and say, you know, you look right, you don't look right.
Well, it's the way that you're feeling, and I think that's a much better guide, quite frankly, than the scale, because you can fluctuate on and off depending upon whether you have too much salt one day or whether the moon is full the next. So there's so many different factors that affect the way that that weight goes up and down. But I think one of the most important things that people have to understand is that they need a sufficient amount of the right kind of protein, which can really kickstart metabolism a good 25%. So I believe now that the weather is so cold in so many areas of the country that this is the time you really want to eat your way to health. It's not the time to fast. That comes in spring and summer when the body is nice and warm and you can detox and cleanse properly. But this is the time when you need warming foods, when you need foods that are easily digested, and those that are basically plant-based, so that will normalize the body's pH and allow for a much more optimal functioning of the liver and the thyroid, which can become very depressed because so many of us are taking these xenoestrogens or taking in too much copper from our diets that seems to depress thyroid function.
So you, too, are a proponent in balancing that pH level.
Oh, I'm telling you something. That is extremely important. And that's the reason that I created the smoothie shakedown. I got a plant-based protein that I sourced from all around the world with non-GMO-based rice protein and pea protein. I put it together because studies at the University of California found that when individuals consumed a diet that was basically plant-based protein, they were able to lose weight faster than if they had eaten the same amount of protein from acidic-causing meats. So I really believe that a plant-based protein will normalize your body's pH and reset metabolism. That is really the science behind the Fat Flush Body Protein. Yes, I agree with your first guest, whom I was very impressed with, by the way.
He's a good guy.
Good guy is right. Good heart, good guy.
What do you tell people who say, I'm not disciplined enough, I can't do it?
You can do anything for 2 weeks. Just give me 2 weeks. Come to fatflush.com. Give me 2 weeks. We will support you 24/7. We have a free forum. I have a blog that comes out 3 times a week. And with the support of a community, of a virtual community, you basically can do everything. You know one of the reasons that people don't keep to their diets, George?
What?
They don't have support from their family or friends. So I created a community out there where people will support you every single step of the way because they've been on my Fat Flush for Life. They've been on my maintenance, my detox for 5 to 10 years, and they're so committed that they want to give something back to the rest of the world.
Do people who are dieting, do they go through like a withdrawal period?
Oh, my gosh, you sure can. There's no question about it. At least for 4 days, it's something like the 4-day rule. If you've been a big consumer of a lot of sugary drinks or a lot of caffeine or soda or even the artificial sweeteners, people can get very headachy. And that usually lasts for just 4 days. So if they do my smoothie shakedown, we kind of get them off of things little by little. In other words, rather than 3 cups of coffee a day, I'll allow you 1 legal cheat, which will be 1 cup of organic coffee. I think coffee can either be a tonic or a toxin, but let it be organic because it can be very helpful in terms of allowing your body to eliminate properly. It's a good source of antioxidants, and it's a high source of caffeic acid, which I wrote about in Zapped.
And you're a believer of supplements as well?
Yes. And that is yes, 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 with 3 exclamation points. And I'm going to tell you why. I think with all the stress that we are exposed to, and you lose quite a lot of minerals under stress, particularly magnesium and zinc, which are majorly deficient in most people's diets, especially when we do intracellular tests, you have to take dietary supplements. With my programs, I created a starter kit. It's called the Fat Flush Kit that not only has the supplements, but it has the support that you need for your liver. There's certain herbs, amino acids, and fat-burning elements, which we call lipotropic nutrients, that allow the liver to be nourished so that it can break down all the toxins and hormones and drugs into metabolites that are not toxic for the system so you can eliminate them naturally. I think it's a necessity. It's not just a luxury anymore. Certain basics, particularly to support your liver on a daily basis, because you're assaulted with over 80,000 chemicals is non-negotiable.
You know, it's incredible, too. People who generally get on these and have the willpower to do it feel as if they're cheating if they slip even a day.
You can't feel that way. You get right back on the bandwagon, so to speak. You can't ever feel that way. You know, we're sometimes our worst critics, and being too hard on yourself and being too worried will create a lot of acidity in the body, and that is going to retain fluids, make you feel ill, and predispose you to a whole group of degenerative diseases. So the idea is that you learn to love yourself, you get back online, you visit our Fat Flush forum, you say, hey, this is what I did today, and then everybody will come to your aid and say, then just get back on track, because sometimes it's good to mix things up a little bit. Your body actually does better when you do cheat here and there.
By losing some weight, by eating, exercising, eating properly, how many years do you save? How many years do you put back on your life?
I'm going to say, in terms of quality longevity, I'm going to say a good 10 to 15 years.
Wow.
Because I don't think we grow old because of old age per se. I think it's an accumulation of all these toxins, all these xenoestrogens that are in the environment that you're getting due to medication or household chemicals or cosmetics and beauty products. I think if you're drinking pure water and you've got mostly your plant-based proteins, you watch your diet and you are very, very sure about reducing your stress levels, and you sleep with these grounded earthing contraptions that I talked to you about last time we were on, what you're going to be able to do is neutralize a lot of the positively charged free radicals and stop inflammation, which in fact is the source of most disease. So I think you have it in your ability, and we all do, to very positively live a life up to, I think the Bible says, mea esrim is what it is in Hebrew, till 120. We've got the ability to do so if we simply live life the way we should. We sleep properly, we drink properly, and we do not worry. I think stress is a number one killer.
I wouldn't mind living to 120 if I could look like George Clooney.
Well, that's the clue, that right there.
What do you look like at 120?
Well, you know something? I think that if you're balancing your glands, and one of the ways in which we do that on my Fat Flush program is we use a product, which is that cran water I alluded to. Although you may think it's acidic, it actually it burns a tad alkaline in the body, and it cleanses the body of toxins, of parasites. The Native Americans used cranberries to get rid of parasites in the system, and it's also helpful in terms of keeping the liver humming with its phase one and phase two detox pathways. So if you're taking longevity-based drinks, if you're eating organic as much as possible, if you're being grateful before you eat and saying prayers of thanks and gratitude, I don't think there's any reason that we cannot live till a ripe old age of 120, because I believe, as I think you do, that health, George, is God's greatest gift to man.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's a commodity that we use for the first 60 years of our lives in order to gain wealth, after which we use up all of our wealth to try and recapture our lost health.
Do you like organic greens to drink, like powdered green mixes and things like that?
I do. I created one called Liver Love and Food, which is a chlorophyll-based supplement that does not contain copper, because I find that there's a lot of chlorophyll that contains copper, which is a toxic element for many people in this country. Some of us suffer from copper overload, particularly if we're very hyperactive, if we've got problems with skin breaking out, or a yeast problem. I do, but I'd also like to see those greens come from the land, not the sea. I'm very concerned about mercury levels with anything that comes from the water.
That's a good point. And it will raise your alkaline level, right?
Oh, it most definitely does. I like alfalfa, quite frankly. I like a copper-free chlorophyll. And I think that cilantro is one of the very best seasonings, let's put it that way. I like it as a vegetable that you can use, because it's going to chelate some of your heavy metals that will be very toxic to the cell membrane. It's a wonderful chelator for mercury, for example.
All right, Ann, we're going to take some phone calls with you when we come back. Part two of our three-part special tonight on your health. Well, next hour, we're going to talk with John Gabriel. He dropped more than 220 pounds. Wow, what's left of him? Well, we'll talk with him next on Coast to Coast AM, and when we come back, We'll take your phone calls with Ann Louise Gittleman as we talk about Fat Flesh for Life on Coast to Coast AM. After 2 weeks, Ann, what results will people see?
After 2 weeks on Fat Flush, people will usually see that their skin clears up, they feel lighter, they feel freer. Sometimes if there is cellulite around the tummy area, around the hips, around the arms, that will do a disappearing act if they're very conscientious with the crayon water. People get a new lease on life, and they feel hopeful that they can then embark on a lifelong healthy eating plan that will keep them into overall health and allow them to enjoy, I'd say, quality longevity. Sometimes the skin clears up pretty quickly in 2 weeks as well.
Okay, let's take some calls. First-time caller, Shay in Columbus, Ohio. It's your turn. Hi, Shay.
Hi. Thanks for having me tonight.
Sure thing.
My question is, in an effort to be healthier, I do not drink coffee or soda pop, but I kind of want to know if herbal teas are really good for you.
A good question. I think there are a lot of herbal teas that are wonderful substitutes for soda and coffee, although one cup of organic coffee a day, I think, can be very helpful for the body. And I would suggest, in terms of the herbal teas, there is one that is a roasted dandelion root that's also really good for the liver, very, very helpful in terms of weight loss and weight maintenance. And I might also suggest that any of the red teas, the Rubio's teas, very high in vitamin C, that can have a nice flushing action when it comes to the lymphatics. So those kinds of teas I would wholeheartedly suggest. Even some green tea, some nettle tea might be very helpful as well. Good for the kidneys and getting rid of water retention.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. What do you think of Senna tea? Is that good for you?
Senna tea is a diuretic, and it can also be an eliminating kind of tea, which will allow your bowels to move a little too loosely sometimes. So I think I'd stay away from that, although there are products on the market that do contain a little bit of Senna. I think one of the best teas on the market is one called Twig Tea, quite honestly, which seems to balance pH, which has been a favorite theme this evening, and has been used for people that want to lose weight and also those that are fighting degenerative diseases.
Good for you. Let's go to Peter in Columbus, Ohio, east of the Rockies. Hey, Peter, go ahead.
Yes, God bless you. And I plan to go to your website. The greatest gift from God is salvation through Jesus Christ. Now, my stepdaughter has an autistic son. She doesn't buy anything that has more than 5 ingredients packaged. That's one thing. The second thing is she bought I guess it's some kind of ionizer where you put your feet in water and you put this ionizer in there, electronic. And it's supposed to withdraw chemicals from the body. Are you aware of this and the legitimacy of this practice?
I am aware of what you're talking about. It's a foot detoxifying bath. That's what we're talking about. And the bath water changes color, if I'm not mistaken.
It goes from clear to coffee in about 12 minutes.
Yes. Well, I've had that kind of experience, and to tell you the truth, a lot of people have felt very good using that, and others not so good. So I think it's very individual. That's number one. But number two, if it's working for, is it your sister's son that we're talking about here?
My stepdaughter's son.
Stepdaughter's son. And if it is it working, do we see any difference in behavior in reference to getting rid of some of the toxins that this purportedly is supposed to release? Is if you see any differences, I certainly would continue with it. I'm not so sure that I see the science behind it, but a lot of people really swear by it.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Peter. How did you get into all this, Ann?
Oh, such a good question.
I mean, it fascinates me how people get into what they do.
I've been involved with this for 30 years, George. I have 30 books to my credit.
Good for you.
One for each year of my life, I guess. At this point, I'm 39 and holding.
I mean, was there something with your life you changed and you decided to tell other people or what?
To be very honest with you, I got into this because I had a skin condition.
Okay.
And I found, as a teenager, that what I ate affected what came out on my skin.
You studied this by yourself or did you get help?
Originally, I did it all by myself. I used to make lists way back when of this is what would happen when I ate this food, and I found that sugar in any type, whether it was too much fruit or too much fruit juice, affected my skin, my hair, itchiness in terms of my scalp and dandruff. And then, because of that interest, I also saw that, the weight started to come off, And many years ago, I studied with a nutritional pioneer, a master, that taught me many of the secrets that I've written about in Fat Flush and Fat Flush for Life. So I've been very blessed to have studied with some of the best.
And we didn't have the internet then, and isn't it a marvelous tool now to go and get information, go to your website, people can just do this and start doing whatever they want to do right away.
They can. I had to apprentice for many years. It started in 1974, you know, when I did my first studying, and then went back to school, went back to Columbia, got a master's degree in nutrition education, a certified nutrition specialist degree, a holistic nutrition degree. And so that certainly began a lifelong journey in terms of wanting to be healthy myself, but really wanting to spread the message, because I don't think that being sick, being tired, looking bad at a certain age, I don't think any of that is inevitable. We all have the tools now to do the right thing, but it has to be individualized, because what may work for one may not be so effective for somebody else.
Good point. Let's go to Denise, Tampa, Florida. Hi, Denise. Go ahead.
Hi, George.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Good. And Ms. Gittleman, I'm so thrilled that you're on. I have a question regarding drinking water.
Yes.
Yes. Tampa, Florida. Very hard water. And heavily fluoridated. What can I do to get the fluoride out of that water and soften it? Because it's ruining everything, you know, when I try to clean the walls of the shower and all that.
Well, one of the important things is you say it's very hard water down there.
Yes.
So you need to be taking magnesium supplements. That's number one, because we know that hard water can sometimes lead to hardening of the arteries. So I'd love you to be taking at least 400, 800 milligrams of magnesium a day.
And what about the fluoride?
The fluoride, well, that's another thing here, the fluoride, because that is a big problem.
By the way, U.S. government just said that they're going to lower fluoride levels in drinking water. It's too bad it's still in.
Well, yeah, about 30 years too late, but thank God they've come around. If you go on, let's see, my site is annlouise.com, and look under the environmental products, there's a water filtration system that I have used for many, many years that will remove the fluoride. It will block parasites and heavy metals like lead and copper. That is what I personally use and think is very, very helpful. So you're going to need something within your own home in terms of removing the fluoride.
Is a gallon of water a day what you would recommend for drinking if you're trying to lose weight?
I would recommend that you drink half of your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 120 pounds, that would be 60 ounces of water. And I wouldn't take it all at once. I would be drinking about... oh, I'd say half a cup maybe every 15 minutes or so, or at least maybe a cup every half hour. Don't take it all at once. You can overload the system, and then that's
right.
Not such
and that's
a good thing.
That's about 8 glasses a day, right?
Yeah, and if you're on the phone as much as George and I probably are, then you're going to want to raise that to 10 glasses, because if, in fact, you're talking a great deal, you can become very dehydrated.
If I do go with a water softener, though, what would you recommend? I mean, is there something that softens it with electricity, or?
You know, you're going to have to look online for that. I think that there are softeners that may be available that use magnets, and that might be something for you to look into.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, hope that helps. Next up, we go to Rick, East Hills, Long Island. On the wild card line, welcome to Coast to Coast. Hey, Rick.
Hi, George. Ann, I've had a liver disease for 42 years now, which I'm struggling with. And you made mention of certain herbs that are there. Could you be more specific and just tell me what herbs? And also, you referred to something, because I'm having a problem with sleep. You referred to something the last time you were on with George. There was some sort of a machine or something, and I wish you could get into that a little bit. And by the way, thank you. You're the first person I've ever heard in this field that actually agrees with me that coffee is good for you because it helps stimulate peristalsic
action. You're right about that, and thank you. Thank you for your comments. Okay, in terms of liver-supporting herbs, the most important thing you can do for your liver is to take lipoic acid. It's about 300 milligrams a day. Lipoic acid is a very important antioxidant, but it has been found to be very helpful with people that have hepatitis C, number one, and and fatty liver problems and even more serious conditions. So lipoic acid, number one. Number two, there's certain herbs that I would also look at, but I would like them to be gentle, because if you go into a major detox, it can really put you into a toxic overload situation. And I would be looking into dandelion root tea in that respect, very gentle detoxifier for the liver. So between the lipoic acid, the dandelion root tea, and Oregon grapefruit would be my third.
Okay, very good. And
and the sleep, George. There was a question in reference to the sleep. There is a product that I use. It is an earthing technology product where the sheets are conductive and are grounded outside to the ground that can balance cortisol levels and has helped me sleep through the night. And that is something you can find. I think it's on ruzap.com. You'll see more information about it. But it does allow you, through direct contact with the earth, to get these free electrons that flow into the body and will neutralize those positively charged free radicals. So it balances melatonin, it reduces high cortisol levels or raises low cortisol levels. It's one of the most marvelous things that I've found.
You know, I remember you talking about that when you were with me in November, and I couldn't believe it. Grounded sheets, huh?
Yeah, they're grounded sheets. They have conductive little threads in them, and you can ground the sheet directly with a wire outside into the earth.
It works, something. Huh?
Well, you're talking to somebody that is, I've always run very low cortisol levels, not high, but low. And these cortisol surges that you get in the middle of the night are the reason a lot of people can't sleep. It's been miraculous for me, so I'm a believer.
What do you think of HTP?
HTP can be very helpful for people as a precursor to serotonin, maybe 100 to 200 milligrams before sleep. And it works for some people the way maybe 3 milligrams of melatonin will work for others. Some people use kava-kava. I use a little bit of salt, George, before I go to bed.
Because salt?
I find it neutralizes the acidity.
Salt?
Yeah. Either a quarter teaspoon of baking soda or a quarter teaspoon of regular, and I'm not talking sea salt here, I'm talking about regular salt and maybe 4 ounces of water, because a lot of times when you don't sleep, you're too acidic, and this is one of the easiest ways to neutralize that, and it will balance your adrenals, which are very salt-loving.
Why not sea salt?
I have done some independent research with some of the biological dentists who say that there's certain types of sea salt that have quite a lot of mercury. So I'm going back to Morton's canning and pickling salt. Yes, indeed.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, mercury is a big deal. It's in the environment. Anything coming out of water or the sea is likely to be contaminated.
Let's go to Karen in Vancouver, Washington. Hi, Karen.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
It's an honor to speak with you. I have a severe deficiency in vitamin D. The value is only 5.
Ooh.
And so they're going to have me take one pill a week for 8 weeks at 50,000 units.
Right.
And then after that, then I take 1,000 units. A day. Well, because of the deficiency, can that hinder you from, like, not losing weight?
You know, that's an interesting question. We now know that vitamin D has hormonal attributes. It acts almost like a hormone. So I haven't seen any direct research, but I'm going to use my best guess and say that I know it affects so many areas, from healthy breast to your colon, that this certainly couldn't hurt. And you should be testing after you take that 50,000 IUs after that period of time to see, in fact, that your levels go up. Make sure that you do another test.
Yeah, they said in 12 weeks to have another test. So should I have one, like, sooner, like after the 8 weeks, or?
I would do it after 8 weeks, quite frankly,
okay,
because some people do exceedingly well with 50,000 IUs, and others need a smaller dose to raise their levels. You really want to get around 50 in terms of your blood test results for your vitamin D. So you want to aim for 50. Make sure that there's another zero near that 5 the next time you take the test. That's very protective in terms of cancer and other kinds of degenerative problems.
Yes. Well, you know, you're really interesting, and I'm going to go out and get your book because it really sounds like it's something that is workable.
Well, it's helped millions of people, and I'm hopeful it's going to help you and all of the Coast to Coast listeners.
I love health books, by the way, Ann Louise. I keep them all. I go out and buy them. I keep the guest ones. I mean, they're just they're so important to people, aren't they?
They're very important because you can keep referring to them, and there's some time-honored, ageless techniques that I think everybody really needs access to. And I'm going to have to send you the whole Fat Flush series, George. That's what I'm going to send you for your New Year's gift.
Well, can you throw a few in there? I can give them away as gifts on the air.
Yeah, I will definitely do that. It'd be my pleasure.
Let's go to Michael in Detroit, first-time caller. Hey, Michael. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm 31. I'm a truck driver. I'm 25 pounds overweight. I used to be 175 pounds. I'm 205 now. I don't need to be back to 175, but 180. I've been driving for 5 years. I was kickboxing for a while and everything, and right now, I am in terrible shape. I mean, I tried to do 9 push-ups, or I tried to do 20 push-ups today, and I stopped at 9 because I was hurting. It's killing me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and it just
I mean, I'm just falling apart. But I started taking this stuff called clenbuterol. It's actually an asthma medicine. It's kind of like a Hollywood fad, but, I mean, it actually works. I was wondering if you'd ever heard of it.
I have never heard of it. I have never heard of it. Are you losing weight due to that medication?
I have not started yet, but that's part of the problem. And I know people that have. I've got a friend who lost 40 pounds on it.
Yeah, it's clenbuterol.
But I'm just so inactive. Clenbuterol is like albuterol, where it's an asthma medicine, but you actually drink it instead of inhale it. And I mean, it's not a legal thing because in the United States, it is an... In Europe, they take it for weight loss over there. It's medically proven over there. It's just not allowed here. I got it on the internet. It warms me up, makes my heart rate beat faster, you know, so that I'm losing.
God, Michael, I'd get off that stuff.
Yeah,
if
that
I
doesn't
were you.
Sound like something good.
First
for
of all,
well, I mean, elevating your heart rate makes you burn calories, correct?
Well, not necessarily. That means that your adrenals are going on overdrive and that you are overdoing your sympathetic nervous system. That is not a good thing. That has some thermogenic stimulating properties that probably are not good, and I'd be very cautious about what that's doing for your liver.
It could cause a heart attack, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, those kinds of stimulants really have done such a thing. That's not the best choice in terms of weight loss. I might suggest, if I can just tell you, to take a look at smoothieshakedown.com because that I know is helping.
Absolutely. And, you know, 25 pounds is not that difficult to lose or 20 pounds. Clenbuterol, by the way, in the U.S. is approved only for horses.
Oh, Mike. Well, there's a good reason for that, George.
Not people. So, yeah, definitely, Michael. I'd get off that stuff. And he's from my hometown in Detroit, by the way. Well, Ann Louise, thank you so much for being on the program. I appreciate it. In just a moment, John Gabriel joins us with his Gabriel method. He lost over 220 pounds, and he's here to talk about it.